Robin Mejia, still here with Makoto Kuro mm-hmm. on the second side of the fourth tape. And so we just kind of talked about eventual medical applications. Mm-hmm. And you had mentioned, you've mentioned a couple times today that you feel like you have a handle on several distinct, mm-hmm. interesting research directions. And I noticed, I think from your CV, you have two R01s now, and you mentioned mm-hmm. one you just submitted for renewal. Mm-hmm. And you have other grant ideas. How do you see kind of yourself moving forward in practical matter? Do you need to recruit more people? Are you going to stick with your lab size? What are you going to do?
Well,
how are you going to move this all forward?
Yeah, so, yes. I want to expand the laboratory, indeed. So, because there are a lot of interesting topics there. So, another way to go is to expand my collaboration in the UT Southwestern, and that is actually, I think, probably the best way to go, because I don't need to get many new grants to expand my research, and I just talk with other people and expand the collaboration. Then we can. So they can do the interesting research by their own, using by their own expertise, and if I can collaborate with clinicians, they will take advantage of their access to the patient sample or patient's data. So I think it's cloud research would expand in various way, and maybe mm-hmm. only a single laboratory cannot handle everything. So I think maybe my laboratory should focus on the very basic part of the cloud protein function itself, and then I can expand collaboration with faculties in the UT Southwestern. So there are lots of patients are visiting this area. So I believe we can do a good clinical study, I think. So I'm not so experienced for that kind of study, so maybe I should find a good collaborator and work with him or she.
So this would be maybe looking at the diagnostics? Or
yes. For example, if I can have an access to blood samples or urinary samples of chronic kidney disease patient, that would be really interesting, and some doctors may have access to some cancer patients, osteoporotic patients, or some lung disease patients. And so, anyway, maybe I cannot imagine how many patients are visiting every day here in UT Southwestern, but I think maybe this is a very good place to do both basic and clinical research in means.
Because up until now, all your clotho work has been in mice, right?
Right, exactly. So right. So in mice, I know how to handle with mice, but I don't know what is possible, what kind of studies are possible using clinical samples, or some studies might need some collaboration with patients themselves. So I don't know how to arrange those studies at this point. So because of this, so I really need a good collaborator who will be very familiar with that kind of research design and study. But maybe we can do that. So actually, I have one of my collaborators is doing both basic research, and of course he has looking at outpatients, and he has access to lots of clinical samples. So we are talking about the measuring blood and urine cloud protein concentration using those samples. So actually, it's almost the collaboration is just started recently, so maybe we can get some data pretty soon.
Has anyone done that, kind of confirmed that you see the same activity in people that you
maybe no, because we are probably the only laboratory that can measure blood and clot or protein concentration at this point. So maybe no laboratory can do that at this point. I don't know in the 2 years later, but
right, probably more people are looking at clotho right now than last year.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
That makes sense. I have kind of a few more big picture questions I want to get to, but this may be an interesting time to talk about. You seem to have a pretty solid sense of going forward.
Mm-hmm.
If you were going to kind of look back on your career path, reflect and say you were talking, you know, to somebody at the postdoc level today, do you have any thoughts, any particular thoughts on things you might do differently or not, or advice you'd want to give someone about how to do this?
I don't know, actually. So I think I did what I could do at each career stage. Yeah. So, if other people find the clot of mouse, notice the mutant mice that show aging like phenotypes, other people may respond to different way, in a different way. So some people might just throw them away, or some people might have done much better than me. But anyway, it's actually, my career was influenced by coincidence a lot. I'm not intended to devote myself in aging research. I'm here because I happen to get a mutant mouse. It's accident, actually. It's just an accident, a coincidence. So, but my career was influenced, and I my present state is not as I imagined when I was high school student, I was in university, but I think it's okay. That's a life, maybe.
One thing that came up several times when you were describing your career trajectory was, you know, the hours and the amount of time, which is, I think, probably similarly true to people going through the early stages of their trajectory in the U.S. as well as in Japan.
Yeah.
But it brings up another issue that's been in the news that a lot of organizations are looking at lately, which is, both women and minorities in science, and I guess maybe working in the U.S. you have more experience with the second one. But a lot of times the career trajectory calls for the longest and the craziest hours right through somebody's late 20s into their 30s. Do you in particular, or do you know if this institution has any particular thoughts on women in science right now? Do you see very many women coming through towards senior ranks here?
Yeah, right. So actually, in the case of University of Tokyo, my class has 100 students in one class,
right,
and only 3 of them were women.
Wow.
So actually it's always like that. So 95% or more are the male students, and the women are very rare. So from the beginning, there is a huge bias here. So naturally, all the colleagues are men. So in that sense, women are very, I think all colleagues so helped women in a sense, because you know, traditionally in Japan, MD world is occupied by only by men. For it's maybe from the beginning of the Meiji period, more than 100 years ago, from the beginning of the modern university system started in Japan. So actually I didn't have any chance to think about the minority problem or women problem, because it's too minor. So minority problem will be a problem if the minority group occupies, say, 10% of the population or 20% of the population. If it's only 1% or 2%, so we rather try to help her or to protect her from the, as I know, so it's a kind of, there's no official rule or official regulation to how to solve the problem about the minority or sexual problem. But I don't know. Actually, I don't have any chance to work with women doctors. So I have no idea. So in addition, in Japan, there is no racial problem because there is only one Japanese race over there, so no foreigners at all. So it's quite unusual world there. But I, in that sense, Japanese has no sense of racism or no sense of, I really think so, because yeah, what I felt was when I first came to the States was, so I was very poor at English and I couldn't make myself understood to say at McDonald's or at hotel. So if some let's say if you come to Japan and you can you speak Japanese maybe
no,
and Japanese are so if you say something, trying to say something in poor Japanese, then Japanese people would try to understand you and try to talk to you with English,
mm-hmm.
even though they are very poor at English. But that could never happen here in the States. So when I'm using poor English and trying to communicate with some people, but they never... Usually they never speak slowly or speak, try to use easier words, I'm sorry, I can't understand it, then they would just repeat the same thing. And of course I couldn't understand. So maybe they cannot understand the people who cannot speak English. So maybe that's the point of miscommunication. So they cannot imagine what is the state who cannot understand what people are saying. You know what I mean? So probably that's why they simply think that, I couldn't hear me very well or something like that. Just repeat the same thing. So, but what I really wanted them to do is to speak more slowly or to just write down what they said, and I can read, so once it's written down, I can probably understand, but anyway, the topics are going in a different way, but in that sense, I think I was grown up in a very homogeneous society, and So there was not so many problems about racial difference and minority problem. So, and of course, and I was in almost 100% male world, so there was no problem in the women. So I had actually no chance to think about it.
So it sounds like maybe actually the cultural bias against women pursuing science careers would be stronger,
stronger
in Japan than here.
Right, exactly. So I imagine that the United States would be more heterogeneous society, and in fact there are many women scientists are working here, and there are many people from different countries and different cultures. So I think that sometimes really very stimulating, so to know a different way of thinking or to know a different culture. But sometimes, of course, there is some miscommunication or something I thought it would be good for them might not be good for them, so something like that. That could happen, but good thing is we are doing science. So science is really, it's a science. So it's a good training for me to explain my data or my concept to very easy to understand for any culture background. So that's...
Do you have any female collaborators here that you're working with?
At this point, yes, I have women collaborator, not here, but in the outside of the other university. So, but I think we are working very well, I think.
Now, one thing that people have looked at and found is that in the U.S., there seems to be fairly equal representation in most fields up through graduate school and postdoc level, and it's getting into the tenure track and full professor positions that the drop-off with women tends to happen.
Right.
And there's a lot of the hypothesis is that it's because the most intense period of the career is the same time people have to decide if they want to have kids or not.
Right, exactly.
Because if you wait until you're in your mid-40s and are more settled in your career, you very well likely may have missed your window for children.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So that's, I think, the biggest factor, maybe. Yeah.
But, when you came here, just to follow up on the other thought, when you came here, did you find that you had... The communication was an issue in doing science as well, or mostly in your day-to-day other parts of life? Was it hard to when you were getting established and trying to understand the American system, did that pose challenges at work too?
Well, actually, I had... I think I didn't have any big problem in learning how the system works in here. Because, all people knew that I'm ignorant about this system, so people helped me a lot. So even if I have a question very ridiculous for them, they let me, they taught me very well. So I think I think the system here is very reasonable and understandable. So, the similar system actually exists in Japan, but in a sense, Japanese system are a little bit more bureaucratic, You have to do a lot of paperwork sometimes. It seems a little bit nonsense sometimes, but I think the system here is working very well, so that we can focus on science. I think the system is very mature here, and at first I just took some time to understand how the system works, but once I understand the system, it's actually really nice, I think. So I can spend more time not for the paperwork, but for the science. Much, I can spend much more time. I couldn't do like this if I were in Japan, maybe. So, yeah. I think this, at least in the department of pathology, there are lots of people working to support our research, mm-hmm. like secretaries and pathology business offices, and chairman's offices has a very strong support people. And they actually can take care most of the non-science part of the uh-huh. my job. So that helps me a lot indeed.
What's your residency status? Did you apply mm-hmm. for citizenship, or are you here as on a visa?
I got a green card last year. So it's it took 3 years.
That's pretty
get
fast.
Get approved. Well, yeah, still very fast, I think. Yes. So I first got H-1B to when I came here, and it's valid for 6 years. And after 6 years, I have to choose whether I get green card or go back to Japan. So. But anyway,
so you see your research keeping you in the U.S. indefinitely?
Yes,
at
least for a while. I can survive for a while anyway. I got tenure. I will get tenure. So, and as long as I can get funded, I can continue working on Kyoto here.
Is that your preference at this point?
Well, yes, I just expanded my collaboration here, so I would like to stick here for at least for the next several years. But I don't know what happens after 10 years later or 7 years later. But I'm very, very satisfied in the current funding situation or collaborators. So I don't feel like moving anywhere at this point.
That makes sense. Makes sense. I just asked because I remember at the beginning you had said you had never intended to even look in the U.S.
Right. I'm lucky. I didn't see anywhere else, but I think this is very mm-hmm. good here for me.
Well, we have actually covered, I think, most of the stuff that I specifically wanted to ask you. Were there other areas? Was there anything that you wanted to address about science or your lab or your students that I didn't think of asking you? State of science in the U.S. as a whole?
So maybe I should comment a little bit about the difference between Japanese system and the United States.
That'd be great.
Yeah. So I think, I remember that the total budget for science spent every year mm-hmm. is more than 10 times more here in the States when compared with Japan. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge difference, I think. So recently, Japanese science is getting much better than before, and the government invests a lot more and more money in the past maybe 5 years or so, and the Japanese system is getting better and better recently, but still the total budget is less than one-tenth. So that makes a big difference, I think. And of course the quality and quantity of the science or the publication of the papers cannot compare with the United States. Everybody knows that the United States is the number one position right now. And in that sense, I think it's very lucky for me to be here and work in the States. But I don't know when, but in the future, I would like to I'd like to contribute to Japanese science in some way. And of course, there are two different countries with a different historical background, and there's different budget systems. So it's probably wrong to directly bring the United States system directly to Japan, apply to Japanese system. But maybe what I learned here can be of some help to improve the Japanese system. So I don't know it will be when, but maybe 5, 7, 10 years later, I hope I would make some contributions to improve Japanese science system, because my science background is, of course, I'm Japanese, and my cultural background and my scientific background is all the education was done in Japan. So I'd like to contribute in some way to Japanese community. So nowadays, many Japanese scientists work here in the United States and get back to Japan. So I may just one of them, but we have probably a lot to learn from the United States science system. So yeah, that's what I'm vaguely thinking about the long.
Interesting. That makes sense. It's a challenge, probably, because I've heard from other people that have come to the U.S. to do science that it's by far often easier to do science here. Mm-hmm. But then, as so many smart people come from everywhere to do science here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. No, that's interesting. So you may yet end up back in Japan.
Maybe, right. But if anybody can provide me a good position there, but anyway.
Well, but no, there's much to be said for being someplace here where you can, you've gotten research done that, contributes a lot to the global scientific understanding, and you were able to do it
actually
here.
There's
a lot to be said for that.
Right. So maybe I can do the same thing. Not maybe the same thing, but we can continue Kyoto work anywhere, maybe. So anybody can start Kyoto work anywhere. So science is something like that, anyway.
Mm-hmm. But, it helps to be in a place when you're getting it established, though. Mm. Kind of financial support and freedom you've got yours.
So it took a lot of time and effort to get this, the current situation, so I practically, I'll stick on here, maybe several years at least.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Turn the table.